Welcome back. Episode 7 of the Grapes and Gorak show.
7 plus a bonus episode.
7 plus the bonus Pat Jones Dick fantasy preview. That was great for
a lot of good feedback from that, you know.
Yeah, people who listened actually enjoyed it. Looking at you, Cam. but not a lot of Vikings news this week, so I think we'll just jump right into the schedule. We'll just kind of break that down.
And yeah, we're going to do our losses. Yeah, beginning of season, what we think the, you know, just looking at it, wins, losses all the way through. We're sitting here watching Thursday Night Football. It's finally starting, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
These Eagles, they really drag things out.
Yeah, they were holding on to that Super Bowl win as long as they could.
They just stuffed Devontae Freeman on fourth down, so I'm pretty happy about that because I'm playing him in fantasy, so.
Yeah, no, I wish they would have scored because I hate Philadelphia. But
yeah, I got that Eagle D.
Yeah, but we got San Francisco first opening up the season.
Week one.
What
do you think? Let's start win or loss right away. Let's
win.
That's a win. That's a win. It's a home game.
Yeah, home game. I think the Niners, they might be good, but I think we'll probably catch them at the best time right away.
They might be good later in the season. It's kind of like last year where we caught the Saints early. And we smoked them.
And they were a completely different team.
Different team by the time we played them in the playoffs. Like, all those young players. And I sort of feel like the 49ers is just more like a transition year. Like, this is like, they're like halfway through building what they want. And we're catching them. Jarrett McKinnon's out, obviously, for the season. Yeah. Reuben Foster, I think, is suspended.
Yeah.
And they've had, like, Kittle's been banged up. I mean,
And Sherman's coming off an Achilles injury. Yeah. He might not be 100% right away.
They're running with Alf Morris, Matt Breida.
Alf doesn't even know the whole playbook.
Yeah. And then their receivers, they got Goodwin and Garcon. Like, I'm pretty sure Rhodes can shut down one of them. He'll probably put him on Garcon and put the speedster on Goodwin.
Yeah.
Put Waynes on him. I mean, I just don't know how they're going to score. They're going to have to, like, out scheme us, I think, or something.
Yeah, because they're not going to run against us. They can't pass against us, I don't think.
Shutout.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, I don't even know why are they taking the field, really.
Over under 300 offensive yards for San Francisco.
Under.
Under. I'm thinking that, too. Over under 250.
Under. They might not get to 100. No, I mean.
I'd take.
Who else did they add? Is it just pretty much Richard Sherman, Jarrett McKinnon were their two big signings? I know in the draft they got McGlinchey and Pettis.
They really didn't get much, like.
Yeah, boom, I mean, it was mostly about re-signing Garoppolo and moving on to, you know, kind of rebuilding still. Yeah, so that's a win. And yeah. Home games are going to be tough for me to give us a loss. I mean, with how our last year, I think we didn't give up over 20 points all regular season.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see. Week two,
At Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers back. I want to be a homer and take a win, but I'm going to go loss against the Packers.
That one's a loss for you. I'm taking a win.
Yeah, you going win?
I think I'm going win. What I don't want to do is just like have us win all the games where we're going to be favored, and then any close game, just be like, well, that'll be a loss.
Yeah.
We're going to win. You're going to lose some games that you think you're going to win, and you're going to win some games like we play the Saints and we play the Eagles and Rams and Packers. We're not going to lose all them games, so I think this will be one we win.
Yeah.
At Packers.
Divisional game. Our defense is really good. It's one of those years where, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't scare you as much as he's our defense.
He's only got Davante Adams. I know they added Jimmy Graham, but they still seem less scary than usual.
True.
Like they just on offense, it just their running game is Aaron Jones suspended week two?
Yeah, I think he's suspended the first three.
Yeah, at least the first two. So it's two or three, or if it's four, whatever. We don't play him. So Jamal Williams, Ty Montgomery, like it's really just Aaron Rodgers again.
No.
And then defensively, it's kind of similar even to the 49ers or the Saints last year with the young, their first round pick and second round pick are both young corners that look good, but this is their second, it'll be their second NFL game. Like and you're catching them at a good
Diggs,
time.
We're putting Diggs and Thielen on those guys.
So hopefully you take advantage of their young secondary.
Oh. And I don't know if either of them play the slot, and I know their slot cornerback last year was a rookie. So you'd have three cornerbacks starting in the first, you know, 2 years of their professional career.
And we're sliding Thielen down to slot almost every time now with Treadwell being our outside with three wide receiver sets. So I got us starting out 2-0.
Right.
You're at 1-1.
Yep.
Next game's Bills at home.
You make me want to go 2-0 though. But anyways, Bills
at home. I mean, this is This is laughable. This reminds me of last year when the Bengals came to Minnesota, and it was like, this is just bad. Like, they couldn't move the ball at all. They just...
It was really bad. It was, what, 34-7?
Teddy got in the game.
Yeah, and they scored seven. They scored their touchdown with, like, a minute 15
and it was because didn't Teddy throw the pick.
Yeah. They got the ball right at the 25.
Right at the goal line, yeah. It just seems like that kind of game where it's like they're going to show up and it's going to be over within, like, three drives.
Yep. And by Buffalo's the way, back. By the way, I'm keeping count that seven consecutive episodes where Teddy Bridgewater has been mentioned.
It's an Easter egg every time. It's like, where's Waldo? I mean, the Bills, who are they starting at quarterback?
Peterman.
Yeah. I mean, that'll
we
probably,
might see Josh we, Allen we, by yeah, now.
I would be shocked if they haven't benched Peterman by now.
Yeah.
And then, like, did they add anything else? AJ McCarron, and then traded him?
Yeah.
Tremaine Edmonds.
Hey, and LeSean McCoy might be suspended by this time.
What is going on with that?
I have no idea. You know, I haven't heard anything about that in a while either. All of a sudden, you know, it was out there. He may have set up his ex-girlfriend and, like, her home got robbed. And then there's nothing.
Now it's like, all right, that's gone. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll pop up like that Michael Kendricks insider trading or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, he might get 25 years. He's cut. Yep. So I don't know. Who knows with what's going on with McCoy? Maybe the feds are after him. But so, yeah, we might not see him in the week three. Who knows?
So that brings us to the Rams game in L.A. Thursday night football. What do you got?
I got us going 4-0.
I got us winning that one, too. I got us taking that one, too.
So you're at 3-1. I'm at 4-0.
I like the Rams. I really do. I just, you know, they've got all these new players as well on defense.
Did you read that they went hard after Khalil Mack?
No, I didn't.
An aggressive offer, which is fine because you can just keep giving up draft picks or whatever. But how do they still have money? Where are they getting this money from? Were they not going to pay him?
Where are we getting this money from?
That's true. Well, they're not playing their quarterback $27 million.
That's the thing. That's a good point.
So, I mean, we are.
I mean, they...
Didn't they just pay Aaron Donald?
Yeah, they did. Well, there's no way if they would have traded him, they would have been able to extend him for longer than 2-3 years because of Goff's contract, you know?
Which seems... It seems weird. Maybe that was just some... I mean, it was, like, reported by a respectable reporter, but...
Do you think Brandon Cooks would be involved? I mean, that's a lot of money.
They would lose a ton of money, dead money, though.
But that only affects you for the 1 year, doesn't it?
Yeah, but would be really stupid to re-sign a guy for a massive contract and then just pay him to play for someone else. They'd have to be like someone on like a shorter contract or something. I don't know. Maybe they were just going to get him and...
Just this year, just...
But why would he show up for them and not the Raiders? I don't know. Maybe it was just some nonsense rumor. Either way, he won't be playing us Thursday night, week 5.
No,
but they still got like, a bunch of good players.
We'll still see him twice.
Oh yeah, God.
But they do have.
Why did he go to the Bears?
But they do have a bunch of good players.
For some reason I think Zimmer played their scheme really well. They're bootlegging and they're, you know,
they're
crossing routes and just their play action game. It seemed like we're really disciplined.
I think Zimmer can out scheme Sean McVay, who's easily top 5 best offensive minds in the league.
Yeah.
I think he can out scheme him. He's seen it all. Crossing routes and bootlegs don't scare Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, and our DNs are so athletic that they can get out in those flats for those stupid bootleg dump offs to tight ends and stuff. And you might be catching the Rams too. It's only week 4 at this point. They got a lot of new faces, a lot of big like character people, you know, like a lot of. You got Sue and Talib and Peters. Like maybe they'll still be gelling, or they'll be coming apart. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like we can beat the Rams, even in Los Angeles. I mean, that's not even that good of like a home field advantage because, like, I don't know. They're just back to LA. What are they playing? The Coliseum or whatever.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching Thursday night or a night game, Vikings night game at the Coliseum. Because I think the Coliseum is a really cool stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll just be fun to watch. It'll just be a fun watch. Hopefully it's a good game. I mean, as long as we don't get blown out.
Against the Eagles, Zimmer doesn't get blown out a lot.
True. True.
You know, at least like what last year, we never got blown out.
We only lost
4 times, but
we did blow out, the Bengals.
Yeah, we blew them up pretty good.
Yep.
All right, so now
we're
rematch.
Going October, and now we're in October.
Of the title game at Eagles. What do you got there?
Loss.
Yeah, there's my first loss right there. I think a lot of fans are going to be like, it's going to be a revenge game, and I just feel like typical Vikings are going to just go fuck it up. Yep. You know, they're going
to... I think it's a revenge game, too. Like, I'm looking forward to it, but it looks like it's a 3 o'clock start time, so that's national TV.
We're
fucked.
Yeah, we're going to screw that up.
It's going to be 34-27, and honestly, we'll probably have plenty of chances late, and we'll fuck it up.
Yeah, so I mean... Wentz will be back by then, I'm sure. Jeffrey will probably be healthy.
Yep.
They'll probably be coming like right into their
zone.
Yeah, and I mean,
and that defense is really good.
And our offensive line is our biggest weakness. So their D lineman Brandon Graham. They added Michael Bennett.
They have Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, I mean that's what did us in last year. And yep. It's not like our
and that offensive Nigel Bradham. They better. Have him coming in the A gap and everything like that on the outside linebacker. So. I mean, their front seven's pretty good, and our front five isn't. Oh, there's Tevin Coleman.
Tevin Coleman up the sideline here.
So we both got a loss there.
Yeah.
3-2 for me, 4-1 for you.
And I won't be attending the Eagle game in Philly because that, you know, not a good experience. They're not nice people up
bad
there.
Bad people.
You know? No.
Bad people in Philadelphia.
Lousy fans. Their reputation is not, it's not like a fake reputation. It's very real.
Well, yeah. I thought it was the city of brotherly love.
No, they're just mostly assholes. They were all assholes. There were no children at the game. That should have been the first red flag. Like, no families. True. Just middle-aged men, you know, very drunk, very glazed over. They've been drinking since noon in the parking lot. They really didn't want us to be there, you know?
Drunk since noon for 7 o'clock.
You walk in the parking lot and you're immediately told to, you know, get the fuck out. It's like, oh, this is how this is going to be. Okay.
River of urine.
All right, so I got 4-1. You have 3-2.
Yeah,
let's go to where we got Cardinals coming.
Cardinals.
What is that? Week 6.
Yep.
Home game.
Win.
That's a win.
I don't even want to talk about that. We seem to always play the Cardinals really well. It just.
Are you going to talk about the
pool? No. Well, I was actually going to talk about the Teddy Bridgewater strip sack.
Oh, I was going even further back to where we got knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
no. But I feel like we do play the Cardinals well.
Yeah.
And we did. We lost them with Favre, too, though, that year when we went 12-4 in 09.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah. So maybe we were just dreaming, but...
I feel like we always play the Cardinals really well. At least when we're at home.
One of Tavares Jackson's best game was against the Cardinals.
True, true. He lit them up.
It was like, and he did that maybe twice ever. Maybe one. That might have been it. That might be the game that he lit someone up. Yep. I feel like he did good against Buffalo once, too. I don't know. Maybe I'm confused.
Well, you know, that's Buffalo.
Yeah, that's different. Cardinals, I mean, at this point, you think Rosen's in? Or you think, Bradford's either hurt or he's in.
If Bradford's not hurt, we don't see Rosen. But if Bradford is dead, Rosen, what is it, 6 weeks? Yeah, we'll see Rosen.
We're going to see Rosen. No way Bradford makes it 6 weeks.
No.
The Cardinals seem kind of like, I don't know.
They
blow average. I mean,
yeah, they lost Tyrann Mathieu on defense, who I think was probably their greatest asset outside of Patrick Peterson, just because he's a guy they can move anywhere. You know, he's a nice little chess piece. He could play slot. He could play a little bit of nickel linebacker. He could play safety, deep safety. So
still got Chandler Jones, all right.
Yeah, they still have Chandler Jones. So they do have a really good pass rusher and then a shutdown.
I feel like they have like they have a few good guys, like Patrick Peterson, Chandler Jones, David Johnson, Fitzgerald, but like the rest of them aren't good.
Yeah.
So it's like you've got a few stars, but the rest of your team isn't very good besides that. So
not the best team construction.
Yeah. I think what happened is they kind of built the team and now they're like rebuilding it a bit, you know, because they were real good for a few years. Yeah.
Because they're not complete trash, but they're not really good.
Yeah. So, again, home game, yeah. I don't see us losing to the Cardinals. It's going to take a good team to beat us at home.
Yep. And then, so we travel to the Jets after that, week 7.
It's got to be a win.
It's got to be a win. I think a little harder about that if Teddy Bridgewater was the starting quarterback.
Oh, that changes. It would change everything. We don't have to worry about him.
No, we
not
don't.
Not till, you know, coming up here.
Not
he's,
till
he's
next,
on the schedule. The week after. We'll talk about that when we get to him.
So the Jets are going to be easy. I'm not.
You shouldn't have said that. You feel like now we're going to lose and we're going to play this back and you're going to say the Jets are going to be easy.
Actually, you know, that could be a trap game with Darnold. That could be the trap game.
No, that's a win.
4-2 4-2 going into the Jets.
Did you just give us a loss?
No, I did not.
Oh, you're describing how this could be a trap game. Okay. All right.
We got distracted
by the challenge on the field. Anyways, but your Jets, I don't know. Like, how are they going to score? This reminds me of the Bills game. They have terrible running backs. They have generic nobody at receivers.
Who do they have? Anunua and Robbie Anderson. And who's their tight end this
Jermaine
year?
Tight end is, I don't know, Herndon or Jordan Leggett.
That's
or
right, you said.
A bunch of, ASJ is gone.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's mediocre ever. It reminds us of old receivers we had when we had Travis Taylor and Marcus Robinson. And it's like, it's just like, oh yeah, they're NFL professionals, but they should be about your fifth stringer.
Yeah, those are my favorite kind of guys to get mad at.
Solid stats across the board.
Good at anything in particular.
So like, how are they going to score points? Like maybe it's one of those weird games where like, you know, Cousins scores a pick six and like they return a punt for a touchdown. Like I just feel like that's, as long as you just don't make mistakes, how are they going to beat you?
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, if you don't make mistakes against anybody, how are they going to beat you?
Ah, if we score more points than the other team,
you're going to win.
You're probably going to win the game. Who do the Jets have on defense? I feel like we should be able to score. Like
Jamal Adams.
Young Marcus May. They got...
Yep, two young safeties.
Yeah, that's...
But I'm not sure.
They got Darnold.
Yeah,
What was their second round pick?
Didn't they trade it to get Darnold?
Oh, yeah, I think they did. Yeah.
So, nobody...
So, they screwed that up. Could have just kept Teddy. Saquon. Or, no, he went two.
Well, they could have kept Teddy. I guess. Oh, they could have took Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, there you go. They could have took someone better than Darnold. You know, it's very simple. You already had Teddy. What were you doing?
Exactly. You had a franchise quarterback
on
a cheap contract. And you blew it. You blew your chance at a
typical Jets. You know, everyone thinks they found the savior in Sam Darnold, but really they just let the savior walk out the door.
Yep.
They traded him
to the Saints, who are next on the schedule.
Saints
home game. I'm 5-2. You are
6-1.
Yep.
Saints at home.
Saints at home. That's
beaten the last two times at home.
Another W.
That's another W.
Another W.
Saints a good team, but
they're probably the second best team in the NFC, in my opinion.
Behind us?
Behind us. I think they're probably
Really do like the Saints. I think
they're better than the Eagles.
I mean, talent-wise, I mean, that offense, I think, is clearly better. I mean, their running backs are better. Michael Thomas.
Cam Meredith, if healthy, is really good.
Yeah. Eagles might be a little deeper at receiver, but, like, they don't have the star power of Michael Thomas. You know, they got
Jeffrey
and Thomas and Aguilar. They got a good
They've got a bunch of guys who are average across the board.
Yeah, yeah. They got like a bunch of number twos.
Yep.
Saints got a great offensive line too.
Yeah, they do.
Like last year with Ramchek.
Ramchek was huge. That's who if we didn't trade our first round pick, which ended up being Barnett.
Which was because of the Bradford thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Ramchek would have been.
I wanted Ramchek the whole time and I watched him slide down the draft and I'm going, How are we able to trade up to the 20s? Mm-hmm.
And they traded up for him, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. That was their second first round pick.
Yeah.
I think
they traded right up from the second and got him. So.
Yeah.
They
nailed the draft last year.
Yeah, they
definitely. Got a lot of really good players.
Kamara, Marcus Williams, Lattimore.
Ramchek. Their first four picks.
Yeah, that is
they
ridiculous.
Nailed it. And then they just went and got Davenport, who I think is going to be a really good pass rusher.
Gave up a lot to get him.
Gave up a lot.
But that's what they needed. Like, even when we played him in the playoffs, it was like, yeah, Cam Jordan's really good.
But who's opposite of him?
Yeah, you need someone else. Because even like their DTs don't get a lot of pressure. Their DN, obviously, besides Cameron Jordan wasn't getting pressure. They don't have linebackers that get any pressure. So if he's legit, that's now they've got the secondary with all those young players. Two pass rushers, I mean, you've got all you need.
Yeah.
But I have it as a win. I just think, I don't know. I think we can. Breeze getting older. Maybe he's showing some signs next year.
Yep. I think that'll be one of the. I think they'll be coming off a bye that week.
Oh, really?
So I think that'll be kind of Ingram back full time.
Yeah.
But you know the thing with Ingram's suspension though, he never really seems to get along with like Sean Payton. Like even when he was the only running back, they weren't giving him the football.
They were always looking to like replace him. Well, they brought Peterson in last year.
Yeah.
Like It seems interesting. But maybe it'll be help him that he's out for some weeks. He can stay fresh. And and I'm not worried about... The Vikings are always good against big backs. It's these littler guys that, like Kamara's, that are going to do something. I'm not worried about Mark Ingram, you know? So, I don't know. It's going to be a tough game, but I think we pull it off. I don't see us losing a home game.
I don't... Yeah. We'll get to
last year, what, we lost to Detroit at home.
Yeah.
And that was it. So, next week is Detroit. It's Detroit. At home.
And that's a win.
That's a win over here, too.
It's scary that I looked at that and I go, God, is that happening again?
I feel like recently we've lost to Detroit one time every year. Yeah. We played them the last 2 years at Thanksgiving, but we lost the first one. And so, yeah, we keep splitting with Detroit.
Actually, 2 years ago, we got swept by Detroit, I believe. Isn't that the Golden Tate flip?
Oh, yeah. Was that overtime?
Yeah.
That was the game. We were at that game. You might have fell asleep at that point.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, because you were very intoxicated.
I was at that game.
That's the game we did, though.
I was trying to remember if I, yeah.
That was like they did that little end-around thing to Red Ellison.
Yeah.
And then idiot Blair Walsh, instead of Pooch kicking it, he kicked it deep into the end zone, so they got the ball to 25.
Yeah.
Threw like two passes because we played prevent,
yeah,
and then kicked a field goal to go overtime, and then Golden Tate did what Golden Tate did. So, yeah, that was horrible. Yeah. Detroit used to be easy two wins every time, like back in the Denny Green days.
Yeah.
Oh, it's two wins, you know.
Yeah.
And now we're just, but they're a better team now.
They are a better team, but you know, even we were better than them 2 years ago.
Yeah. And we were better than them last year.
We were better than them last year.
Last year was such a weird game too, though. Like, Dalvin fumbles on a torn ACL. We call a wildcat play and fumble it.
Yeah.
We never saw that crap again. All of a sudden,
ever.
We're moving the ball just fine, and we pull the wildcat out, and he drops the ball. And then we still had a chance to win, and Adam Thielen fumbles.
Yeah.
So, like, three fumbles, I mean, weird game. And
sloppy game.
Sloppy game,
and didn't Dalvin Cook get hurt right away? Almost, or was that in the third quarter?
It was right, I think, right at the beginning of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Because he had a touchdown in that game.
Yep.
And he was running like a beast. And even the run that he tore his ACL on, he busted in the open field.
That was a really nice run. If he doesn't tear his ACL,
he's probably juking that guy out of his shoes. I just remember being at the game and the guys behind us, Viking fans, and they're just screaming, crying that they want to get a challenge because they think it's not a fumble. It's like, we're out in the stands. You can't see crap. Dalvin Cook's on the ground holding his knee. It's like, would you shut up?
Yeah.
We just lost our star rookie running back for the season, clearly, as his knee buckles. And then they show the replay, and he dropped the ball. He's not even near the ground.
Yeah.
So they were just like, just bitching and moaning. Oh, you throw a challenge for Zimmer. It's like, well, first off, every turnover is challenged. Yep. So dumb fans are near you. It's
even like, watching it on TV, like, as soon as his leg planted and you see the ball like drop on the ground, you're going, oh my, like what just happened?
He just buckled without being hit yet. Yeah. You knew there's a serious problem.
Yep. And I couldn't imagine being at that game and listening to those guys. Cause like,
around and literally go, dude, we just lost Dalvin Cook for the season. And they're like, what? do you not see what's happening right now? They're carting him off the field. Like,
yeah. Unbelievable.
So, yeah. But that's a win. I got us right now. What is that? How many games we do there?
I think that's eight.
Yeah, that's. I think that's nine.
Nine.
Nine games.
Okay, so I'd have 7-2.
I'm at 8-1, and this we're going into the bye week.
We're going into the bye at 7-2. All right.
I got 8-1.
Yep. And we got the Bears after the bye in Chicago.
In Chicago,
with Khalil Mack
newly acquired,
played at least eight games, nine games.
God, we don't play the Bears or the Lions until week 9 and 11.
Yeah, we have one division game until the Lions halfway through the season.
Wow, okay, that's interesting.
Five division games to close out the year.
I like that. Our second half seems, besides the Patriots,
our second half is easier than the first half for sure.
I mean, those are some tough games. You got the Rams, the Packers, Eagles, all on the road.
You can potentially, I don't think so, but you could start 2 and 3.
Yeah, you could. You know, when I first went through it, it was like, well, give us all the easy ones, and then, well, at Rams, that's a loss. At Eagles, that's a loss. But we're a good team. We're going to win some good games where there are other good teams. I mean, last year we beat the Rams. We beat Atlanta, both playoff teams.
Saints.
We beat the Saints. That's a playoff team. So, you know, when you're a good team, you've got to beat other good teams. So,
And if you think you're a good team and you can't beat other good teams like the Rams, I don't think they beat a good team last year.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's one of those where it's like, oh, wait, have they beat anyone that's actually good, or are they just beating up on, you know, like their division's weak this year. They could easily make the playoffs and not have to beat a you know, not many good teams.
They could beat up on six wins. They could have 6 wins out of the division if they sweep, and all you have to do is
win a couple other out of division home games, out of conference, some AFC teams or something.
Yeah, so, but the Bears. I'm going to go loss at Soldier Field.
We always seem to screw something up against the Bears. Like, every year it seems... Last year we didn't. We had the tough game on Monday night, though.
Yeah. Where
it took Harrison Smith intercepting at the end in Trubisky's first game.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous that it took even that much. Well, but there was, like, that tip touchdown.
Well, yeah.
So bad. Sendejo just, like, has it and tips it up, and the dude gets his first touchdown pass. And
yeah.
You got, like, John Gruden, like, oh, Trubisky, oh, man, this guy's a playmaker. It's like, he just threw across his body to the defense, and you're going to say he made a good play? Like,
yeah.
Horrible. And then he finished off with a horrible pick to Harrison Smith. I got us beating him. I don't think Trubisky's good.
No.
Yeah. No, I think he's going to be the downfall of their team. They're building a nice group of guys around him. I feel like it's sort of like a Ponder situation. Like, we were building around Ponder, and then it was like, okay, we need to slowly move away from Ponder because he's trash. And then it was like, all right, plug Teddy in. We got a good team now. So I think I don't know. I didn't like Trubisky. 1 year, so he could obviously get better.
I think Trubisky's a good player.
Well, you're wrong.
That I could be.
No, I just told you.
I could be. Okay. But I don't know. I think Trubisky's good. Maybe not right now, but I think he will be.
Did you study him at Carolina?
No. No.
You basing enough last year, then?
I'm basing enough last year.
Okay. All right.
Basing enough last year.
New, better weapons. Miller, Robinson.
No. He was throwing a tree. Kind of right at 50 catches last year. To tell you all you need to know about who
could make our roster. He was their number one receiver last year.
Yeah,
could not make our roster.
Exactly. You know who couldn't look good on that roster? Teddy Bridgewater couldn't even look good on that.
Right, that's not true. Teddy Bridgewater made plays with Charles Johnson.
Yeah, probably better than Kendall Wright.
No.
Yeah.
Charles Johnson just got cut again by his team.
By the Jets.
By the Jets. So
Kendall, all right.
Anyways, I got us beating the Bears. You got us losing.
Yep.
I do think they're going to be improved, though.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack alone makes them a much better team.
Soldier Field's so tough.
We always struggle there. Next week it's Packer week.
Packer week.
Sunday night game.
Sunday night game.
Home against the Packers.
Yep.
It's another W for me. Sweeping I've got one loss still.
Sweeping
the Packers. I think... I just don't think the Packers have that great of a roster.
I don't either.
So I think they might be a little better, though, the second time we play them, because I think those young corners are. I do like both of them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be better by week, whatever this is.
Jerry Alexander and
Josh Jackson. Both look really good in preseason.
Yep.
So.
Yep. But I just don't like anything else they have, really.
They don't seem like a very deep team. Like, if Davante Adams got hurt, they are now with nothing. If Jimmy Graham went down, which he's very injury prone,
and it's not, I'm not saying we're gonna blow him out or anything.
No,
it's Sunday Night Football. It's probably gonna be a really good game.
Oh yeah,
but it's just we're so much better than the Packers.
I think like we're catching them both at the right time. You go to Lambeau early, where it's not cold, it's nice weather. Their young secondary is still learning. And then you get to play them at home when they're probably feeling a little better, but now you're at home with the home crowd. So I think it works out both ways in our favor.
True.
So
true. I like that.
And plus, fuck the Packers. You know, that's a W. Rodgers, soft. You know, he'll probably bitching at his receivers. You know, he got paid.
They don't have a running game.
Don't have a running game. Never have a running game. I think their offensive scheme is garbage.
Yeah.
So imagine putting Rodgers in, like, McVay's scheme or Kyle Shanahan's scheme.
Yeah.
Or, like, someone that actually does something besides, say, Rodgers – throw back shoulder or do those plays where like the receivers block downfield.
Yeah.
Like, let's just call that. Let's just go with that.
Just run
play.
Bubble screens to Randall Cobb.
It's like moving screens. They call all the time. It's like, why don't you let him like, don't just rely on him. Why don't you like scheme and then just let him be like the best quarterback in football?
Yeah.
Like,
why don't you design plays where your receivers actually have to get open?
Yeah.
Or like where they don't have to, or no, that they don't have to try and get open. Like they just, they get open.
It's like it's almost like they play like backyard football instead of designing plays. It's like, all right, just like go out there and Rodgers will figure it out. Just like run around. It's like, I don't know. I just think Mike McCarthy is very lucky he got Rodgers because I think he'd be fired by
I now. Think Mike McCarthy is one of the most overrated coaches in football. You see, I always see all these lists of top five coaches, and it's always McCarthy on the list. It's
yeah.
Like, how do you think he's a good coach? Like, I get it. They're always winning football games. His record's probably great because he's got Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, how'd he look with Hundley? Like he couldn't coach anything. That team was a disaster.
It was. It was a disaster.
So
I'm surprised they didn't lose more football games than they actually did.
I mean, yeah, they limped around just enough that Rodgers showed up for one more game at the end of the season. Yeah. Like, so stupid.
And, like, people were talking tampering because they're like, wait a second, you can't do that.
Yeah, what's happening? But what's, like, the Packers season, if they make the playoffs, I think he'll be fired.
Oh, yeah. I would.
I feel like they've always underwhelmed. I mean, they won the one Super Bowl, but I think that, like, honeymoon period is over. And you've had the best quarterback. Like skill wise, like maybe he's not as good as Tom Brady, but like talent wise, arm talent, running, like everything, he's the best in the league. And they've made one Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
they won the only one he's been to, right?
Yeah,
the Steeler. It's like, what are you doing? I don't get it. Why, you know, Brady makes it every year because Brady plus Belichick is very good. Brady yep. or Rodgers plus McCarthy. McCarthy's dragging him down.
Yeah, because I mean, like. Aaron Rodgers' arm talent is better than Tom Brady's.
Yeah, but they don't scheme for Rodgers. No. And they kept Dom Capers around for 10 years or whatever. Like,
that was terrible.
Maybe that'll help him get a little better because they finally got rid of him. But
that doesn't solve the offense, though.
Yeah. It doesn't well, Rodgers will solve that. McCarthy's got that figured out. Rodgers will do it. We're going to just quick call. Al goes, run around, and Rodgers will figure it out. But I don't know. Maybe they go 9-7, miss the playoffs, and they fire their coach and shake things up. Yeah, I'd like to see Rodgers in a better scheme.
I think, true.
DeFilippo.
Maybe
they poach him.
You know, that would probably be the worst thing for the Vikings is Mike McCarthy getting fired. I think that's the best thing the Vikings have going for the Packers is that Mike McCarthy's still a head coach. He's not good.
You know who else is not good? I don't think Matt Patricia's very good.
I don't either.
I do think the Bears guy might be good. I got to see more Nagy.
Oh, yeah.
I like where he came from. He came from that Andy Reid tree, but I don't know. Brad Childress also came from that tree. Peterson, right?
Brad Childress didn't even call plays while he was under Andy Reid.
But we got him before the Packers could hire him.
Yeah.
So wait, McCarthy was hired the same year as Childress, right?
2006.
Yeah, that's Childress. Yep. That's disgusting. They kept McCarthy around for that long, huh?
And they took him from San Francisco when they weren't even good.
And they... Well, yeah, I didn't even get it. And they have a new GM, so maybe he's ready to shake things up after this because they've been doing some different stuff, like I don't know, signing players
and drafting good players. In my opinion,
yeah, I like the two corners and the trade back was fantastic. They have two first round picks next year. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
because if they suck or the Saints suck or if they both suck, and they can add two more top talents.
Luckily, the pick they got was the Saints. It's hard to see the Saints not being at least in the 20s. You know,
but you mentioned Matt Patricia. Why are you hiring your defense sucks? So you hire a defensive coordinator who ranked like 28th in the league last year.
Well, he comes from the Belichick tree. Like he's got to be good.
Oh yeah, Romeo Crennel,
Eric Mangini,
Bill O'Brien,
Josh McDaniels.
Oh, God.
They've all worked out so well. I mean, they're so great. Josh McDaniels accepts offers.
Charlie Weiss? God.
There's not one successful one.
No, there's not.
But you got to get him. He only gave up the record amount of yards in a Super Bowl. He gave up the most ever. I mean, yeah, I think they already had hired him before that. But
he didn't.
They could have reneged on it. Josh McDaniels did.
He didn't have Malcolm Butler.
Oh, right.
His best defensive player wasn't playing that game. So it's not all on him.
It might have been. Maybe he was in on that benching of Malcolm Butler. Maybe that was his decision. And then it turns out he was, you know, doing stuff back in his 30s, touching women.
Yeah, what's going on there?
That sort of came and went real quick.
Yeah. I wonder who we had to pay after to get that a little hush-hush.
Yeah.
But then, so...
Hey, his former team's coming to town.
Yeah, no, we're going to Boston.
Oh, we're
going to Boston.
We literally are going to Boston. We are going to Boston. We will be there.
We will be recording
this will be our third annual trip to an away game.
Yeah, because we did Tennessee.
Then Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. And now Boston.
Yeah. Pittsburgh was a loss. Very sad. But
we won in Tennessee.
Oh, smoked them.
Yep. Eric Kendricks, fumble, pick six.
And then later on, Danielle Hunter had a
fumble return.
Fumble for a touchdown. Yep. Yeah, that was beautiful. It was like a close game. It was Sean Hill at quarterback.
Remember, we like never got past the 35, and they always seemed like, be hovering around like the 30, 40 yards. I don't know.
It was a pretty boring game. And then all of a sudden, the Kendricks pick six just swung it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, there was another defense touchdown by Hunter. And all of a sudden, all the Tennessee fans were leaving. And
it was a fun time.
Yeah. Tennessee was good people. Yep. Pittsburgh was good people, too.
Yeah.
They've all been nice, but Philly. Philly fans are assholes.
Well, my favorite part about the Pittsburgh trip was when Rob, you know, he's wearing his Chargers jersey. Like, wait, aren't you supposed to be in Denver or something like that? Nobody ripped on us. They all ripped on Rob. Yeah.
Well, they don't care about the Vikings. We're just an NFC team. They see this clown in a Chargers, a Rivers uniform, you know, they're get him out of here.
A powder blue Rivers.
Yeah. Which he takes most of the heat from us, the Charger fan.
But so
they'll probably do it at the Patriot game too, because they probably hate the Chargers. They might be in a battle for number one seed or something. But Patriots.
Taking an L.
You're taking an L?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a W over here. That's really? Another W. I mean, I think we're going to be there. I mean, that's got to have an effect.
I would hope so.
You know, we're pretty loud.
I'm very loud. I can
Tom Brady.
That's what I'm
getting old.
I'm looking so forward to seeing Brady in person. Like, watching him. Like,
I saw him last year.
And I bet that was really cool.
Until he got strip sacked and lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but.
And then I had to watch a bunch of fucking Eagle fans celebrate.
We're not talking about that, though.
Yeah, well, you talked about seeing Brady in person, and it wasn't. I mean, it was really good up until that point. that's. And I want to check out Foxborough. That's like a cool outdoor. It's going to be December. Could be some snow.
Well, I think a little bit of snow would be really cool.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. I got to win. I think, like, back old Viking coaches. Bill Belichick just ran circles around him. You remember when Childress? It was and we had the best run D. It was like Williams Wall. Like, they can't stop us. And Belichick's like, all right, five wide every play. We're passing 50 times, and we just got annihilated.
A Monday night, Sunday night football.
Oh, it was so bad. Like, he's just like, why would I run the ball? Like, I'm not gonna do it. Yeah. So
it was like 49-14.
It was bad. That's the only thing I really like about Zimmer. Is I feel like he doesn't get out schemed often. I think he might have last championship game.
I think Belichick can out. Can't scheme him.
Dare you? Belichick's losing it.
Hey, I could be wrong.
The Patriots have to start losing at some point. I'm thinking week, what is that, 14, 13? I don't know. Week 13. 12? No, I don't know what it is. Whatever.
It is what it is. Either way, you think
that's
by that time?
That's a win for us. We're going into Foxborough. We're getting another win. We've only lost one game at this point. This is the 98 Vikings all over again.
Oh, God. Don't say it. With different results, I hope.
Well, I don't know. You don't know what I have finished on. We don't go that far. We're just doing the regular season.
We got Vikings Seahawks.
At Seahawks, Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Originally, the game we actually were going to go to, well, at least a different group, but Monday night, I ain't doing that. So, Seahawks.
Laughable. This is W all the way.
That's a W. That's going to be a W right there.
Yeah. Like, it's not even going to be a fun Monday night game forever. Everyone's going
to
hate
it. I don't know. Does that have, like, trap game potential?
No.
National TV, Russell Wilson, loud stadium.
Absolutely trash everywhere else. They're not good. All right, Doug Baldwin. I'll give you that.
Yeah, he's playing at 80% the whole year. He's probably going to be on the IR by the time we play.
Earl Thomas doesn't want to
be
there.
Has he been traded?
He doesn't want to be there. He reported yesterday. He doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, well, the first time he, like, even just tweaks a hamstring, he's probably just going to be like, yep, IR me, or I'll sit out. Like,
they're
I'm not going to risk my free agency. So
their offensive line is worse than ours, really. Like, no. It's done.
And, they got Bobby Wagner, Russell Wilson. Rashad Penny. Great pick. Wait.
The guy,
Shaquem Griffin, starting.
Yep.
Starting.
Yep.
I wanted him. I don't know if he fits our scheme, but, like,
I mean,
come on. Who doesn't want that?
Who doesn't want a little
Who doesn't want that story on your team? But he went with his brother, so.
Yeah, so that's
better
really
story.
Cool.
Better story.
But I don't think the Seahawks are good.
No, they're. I think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFC.
Yeah, I don't even think. I'm not even going to be worried about that.
Pete Carroll, you know.
He's not good. I hate him, too.
Yeah, most people hate him.
God.
Even his own fans hate him. His players hate him.
Family hates him.
He hates himself, I think. God, it's all a cover-up. That's why he acts so happy all the time, because he's trying to cover up feelings. Yeah.
He's like, if I show him that I'm happy, maybe people think I actually
Remember when Daryl Bevel had some head coaching buzz?
Oh, God.
Dude sucked. Where's he at now? Is he still there?
I think he's still there. No, Denver.
Is he OC?
Oakland. Denver? I think Denver, Oakland.
I'm going to look it up. But they brought Oakland. Didn't they bring in some like Schottenheimer, like a typical
I think Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah, a typical retread OC that like is just like going to like probably make
you might get 20th offensively.
Yeah. You'll be in the bottom third. Yeah. He is
but the top of the bottom third.
Yeah, you'll be fantastic. Dude, I don't even know if he's in the NFL.
I thought Bevel was the offensive coordinator.
Well, his Wikipedia just says 2011 to 2017 offensive coordinator for the Seahawks. Did he not get a job?
Who's the Broncos?
Bevel was dismissed from the Seahawks in January 2018. End Wikipedia. That's the end of his Wikipedia.
Alrighty then.
I don't know.
Who's Denver's offensive coordinator?
John Elway.
God, he's such a bad GM.
Yeah, he is. Paxton Lynch, who's the other big dude?
Brock Osweiler.
And then he picked Keenum. So let me look at their.
And remember, they wanted Keenum the whole time.
Bill Musgrave, that's what you're thinking of.
There we go.
That guy's even worse than Bevel. Yeah, there you go. If you want another awful, like 20th finishing team.
I knew it was a Vikings coach.
Bill Musgrave can do one thing, and that's just feed the ball to Percy. Yeah. Feed the ball to Percy.
All right.
Anyways, enough about terrible former OCs of the Vikings. Any other OCs we had that are just total garbage?
Scott Linehan.
I didn't mind him. I'm fine with Scott Linehan. Wasn't he the 98 Vikings OC?
I'm just talking about right now, like in Dallas and everything. Like,
just... Oh, well, they have like a passing game coordinator and a run game coordinator. Jason Garrett's like head cheerleader.
But yeah, I do think Linehan was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
No.
So wait, Childress had Bevel. Who did Frazier have? Musgrave.
Wasn't Billick the offensive coordinator?
Oh, yeah. Brian Billick. Duh. Yeah. Then he got the job as the Ravens. It's Linehan came in after him.
Yeah.
You know, Billick, what the hell? Like, okay, you do the 98 Vikings. You go in a suit with the Ravens. And then you're like, you get fired and you're just like, all right, that I'm going to go to NFL Network and just never coach again.
Yeah, I hate you for that. Because I feel like I always liked him. Yeah. Like, I always thought he was a good coach.
It's funny how, like, you could be, like, it's clear, like, talent means so much. 98 Vikings, best offense, you know, up till that point. Then he goes to the Ravens and they can't score anything. But it's like, well, it's because you have Trent Dilfer and no players.
Yeah.
It's like, so clearly Billick can't, you know, there's, like, no magic.
Yeah.
That you can just, like, be like, it's kind of like Tom Thibodeau coaching our defense. Yeah. If they ain't going to try, they ain't going to be good.
Yeah, true.
Do the best
but,
he
but,
can.
I mean, did he accumulate the talent? For the 2001 Ravens, or was it all kind of there when he got there?
Well, he got hired in 99, I assume. So like, pretty much years, there. Yeah. I'm sure Ed Reed, Ray Lewis.
Ed Reed was not on that team.
He wasn't on that?
He was not on that team.
Well, that's sad for him.
Yeah, but...
Peter Boulware?
Boulware was there.
Chris McAllister,
I think, was there. I think that was his rookie year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Tony Siragusa?
Dwayne Starks. Solid nickelback.
Baller player. Who was the return guy that did so good for them?
I can see him.
Is it Lewis or Jermaine?
Kadri Ishmael?
No, I don't think Kadri Ishmael.
Who was that? Jermaine Lewis?
I think it's Jermaine Lewis.
Jermaine Lewis.
Yeah. Well, anyways, enough about the 2001 or whatever the hell they were.
2001
Who we got here?
We got Dolphins. Right,
we got Dolphins.
Home. The laughable Dolphins at home.
I mean, that's like playing the Bills at home.
Yeah.
That's like playing the Jets on the road. The AFC East is a joke.
If the Patriots lose it.
I got a sweeping the AFC East, by the way.
I got us going 3-1. But yeah, Dolphins, super easy. There's really not much to talk about here. I don't know who they have anymore.
They have, well, that's the thing. They don't have Sue. They brought in Robert Quinn.
They traded Jarvis Landry, who had 100-some-odd catches last year and didn't break 1,000 yards.
Impressive. That's how, when you run 2-yard routes, that's what happens.
And they replaced him with Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson, who run 2-yard routes.
Yeah, they have like 3 slot receivers because they already had Kenny Stills.
Devontae Parker's is hurt.
And he's terrible. They have Gesicki, a tight end. Rookie tight ends never do anything.
Yeah.
They've got a bad quarterback. They've got a bad coach. They've got no one on defense besides Minka.
Fitzpatrick,
yeah, and he's a rookie, but he looks sweet.
True.
So it's a bad team. They'll be probably attempting to...
I'll be sleeping at halftime just because it's like, oh, it's 24-0 after the first quarter. Like, you know.
So that's a win. That's an easy W. Now we go to divisional at Detroit.
At Detroit.
I got that one a loss. I think we slip up somewhere. Game we think we're going to win. And that's Dallas Goedert out of bounds. Ryan's boy. That's too bad. Watching the again, we're watching the Eagle Atlanta game. 0-3, second quarter. Yeah,
I wanted to yell and scream.
But yeah, was Goddard like, just missed a fade.
I was we'll like, respect see if he, the mic.
Oh, oh. Way out of bounds. He's way out of bounds. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
but you get that toe. You get that.
Oh, foot. Yeah. If you could like extend if your foot an like, extra no, 7 feet. No,
if you can like bring it back in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah
just a little bit of body. Could all be Chris Carter.
Jeez. You're all excited. He's 6 feet out of bounds. Ouch. All
it
right.
looked a lot closer live.
Yeah. But Detroit, I think they pull one out here. I think they're playing for their playoff lives at this point.
Yeah.
I think we slip up either at Chicago or at Detroit. I'm going to go at Detroit.
I'm taking the win at Detroit.
Okay. So we're both.
I think we're going to sweep Detroit this year. I'm taking a loss in Green Bay. You're taking one in Detroit.
And we're both taking a loss at Philly. So at this point, we're both.
No, but I'm taking a loss in New England. So you're.
So you have three losses and I have two. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yep. And then we
finish home. Bears. And you know, that stretch to finish the season, home against the Dolphins, actually even at Seattle, home against the Dolphins, at Detroit, home against the Bears, that's an easy four.
Yeah.
So if we have to like either fight for home field or even if we're somehow struggling to make the playoffs, like we should be able to rattle off four in a row there.
Yeah.
If we really need to get, you know, whatever seeding we need or to make the playoffs. So I got us beating the Bears at home.
Yeah. I mean,
I think the Bears will probably be eliminated at that point, playing spoiler.
Yep.
We might even be resting starters for all I know. Say,
we might be resting players, and we might take a loss.
You hate to assume that, but...
But actually, you know, I don't... With me, at my season, like, we'd have three losses. I feel like we wouldn't be resting ourselves.
Not in the NFC. Like,
you need that.
I feel like
for number one.
Yeah, if you're going
for
that
one seed.
We didn't
rest them last year against the Bears. Or
well, we couldn't. We didn't have a one seed. We had to fight.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At that point, we're 13-2. Maybe there's no team that can catch us and tiebreaker ahead of us.
Yeah, so. I mean, if...
But three losses, there's probably no way. With, like, how good the Rams are, the Saints are, like, it'd be tough.
Eagles,
I mean, especially if we lose to the Eagles, that means they're going to have that tiebreaker over us.
They potentially have that
so.
One. And if the Saints beat us, they might have the tiebreaker at that point.
Yeah, yeah. So depending... I mean, we play pretty much all the top teams except for Atlanta and, if you consider, the Panthers.
Well,
I mean, we got we play a first place.
Yeah, we play. We have all the first place teams,
and they all look like they're returning as good or better. Like the Rams look improved. The Saints, I mean, I don't know if they added. Well, they added Davenport, and they're a year better because they had all those young players.
Yep.
Eagles, maybe they could be a little worse. I don't know.
Yeah,
sustain some injuries or something. So I got to go 14-2
at 13-3.
I mean, I think I might be low on the wins. I'm thinking 16-0, 15-1. I don't know. I threw the Lions loss.
I'm very low on our wins because, I mean, I don't know. How do you get
I'm
to
looking
now,
for
how
our
do you
first
get to, how do you get to 19 wins without winning all the games first?
Right. You have to do it for the mathematically. What's funny, whenever you see someone do this, I feel like they all go like 10-6, 11-5 to like act like they're not homers. But it's like we went 13-3 last year. So if you had guessed 13-3, everyone would have been like, "Oh, you're a homer." And then we went 13-3. So it's like.
I thought we were 12-4 last year, and we went 13-3, and I think we're 13. We're 13-3, and we got better.
Yeah,
you know, and we're.
I mean, people will say, "Well, you have a tough schedule." You know, other teams got better and stuff, but it's like if our team is friggin' stacked, like
and
if
we're
not good, then what the hell is going on?
Yeah, if we're not 12-4, 13, if we're 12-4, I think we have problems.
Yeah,
like that's
if we don't have a bye week in the playoffs, I think we underperformed.
Definitely.
Like,
definitely.
You can't have this roster. The defense is, there's stars everywhere. Your offense has two star receivers, a star running back, and a quarterback that we think is an upgrade from last year. I don't know, unless you have horrible offensive line injuries.
Or just injuries in general.
Injuries in general. I know, like last year, our defense was not hurt, which was good. But then we also have great coaching.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like,
and our roster is so deep. You know, we can handle a couple injuries.
Yeah.
Maybe not on offensive line. We can handle one or two. Over two for our offensive line is pushing it.
But, like,
but we can handle...
Defense can handle a lot. It's like cornerback. We're pretty loaded.
You know,
safety
I'm not,
with Ioka.
Exactly. Like, I mean, obviously, you're going to miss Rhodes or Smith.
But you can at least, like, fill in for a game or...
Yeah. I mean, if Rhodes misses 14, yeah, we've got problems. If Smith misses 10, yeah, we got issues. But if it's two, three games...
I still think we're in better position than we were even last year. Like, even at, like, cornerback, yeah, we don't have Newman, but we have Hughes. And Mac Alexander definitely, I think, is going to be improved from what he was last year. Safety, last year when a guy got hurt, it was Anthony Harris. Now we have Ioka coming in.
Yep.
D-line's much better, I think. I mean, Weatherly showed a ton. Bowers.
We added Jaleel.
Yeah, added Sheldon Richardson. So I know we lost a couple DTs, but I think these younger guys showed quite a bit.
Yeah. I think they're better than
I think the biggest thing that could happen is if we lost, like, Riley Reiff would really be bad.
True.
If you lost, I mean, I wish they wouldn't show this dumb dog thing on the Eagles.
You were the number one seed.
Well,
you're
yeah.
not underdogs.
Well, I think they were every game, though. That's why they wore them.
Yeah, but still. I don't get it. You're playing at home the entire... You're not underdogs. You're the number one seed.
They really played that up.
Who cares what Vegas says? You weren't underdogs.
They're a bunch of jerk-offs. All right, let's... we're going to run through week one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pause it so I can get another delicious White Claw.
Sounds
delightful. And then we'll jump right back into these games.
Good deal. And we're back. Thanks for sticking around. I know it was a lengthy break for you guys.
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes in our world.
Ah, terrible. Sorry to keep you guys waiting. So we just wrapped up the Vikings schedule. 13-3, 14-2.
Yep.
We'll going to do a little rundown of the week one games.
Yeah, we'll pick them. We'll just pick against the line. See who... Yeah.
If you guys like to gamble. Yeah, well, I think maybe if this goes kind of quick, maybe it's something we can do every week. Just picking the lines.
I think it's kind of nice to talk about the upcoming week for all the games and stuff each time. But yeah, I think we can fly through it relatively quickly.
I like to gamble on football, so lines are fun.
We can start off with the game we're watching. I think this was all... I think I got all the lines from Bovada, so we'll go with them. They had Falcons favored by one in Philly. My guess is that's Nick Foles and all the injuries and stuff.
Yeah. I would have taken Philadelphia.
I wrote down Falcons.
You wrote down Falcons.
I kind of felt like Philly's just coming in hurt. Like, they're coming in banged up. They're coming in with, you know, Nick Foles, so.
And all they had to do was win. You know, they just had to win the game.
Yeah. It seems like...
And it's 6-3 right now going into halftime.
Yeah,
so
horrible game.
Yeah.
Right now, they would be... Yeah, they would cover the one point. So, yeah. I would have thought more of an over in this game, though. But, geez. Wow. Next one I have is Bills at Ravens. Ravens are favored by 7.5.
Oh, I'll take the 7.5. I'll take Ravens on that.
You'll take Ravens? I went Bills.
You went Bills? You don't think the Ravens are going to win by more than a touchdown?
For some reason, I just feel like I just think the Ravens can't score. So it's going to be like a 13-20 game.
Okay.
And they cover by half a point.
Yeah.
Like, the Ravens have to win by more than a touchdown. And they can win by 10. But I think the Bills, at least their defense is somewhat decent.
Right on. Yeah, no, I don't see the Bills scoring. I see it like a 20-3 game, you know?
20-3 could definitely happen. For some reason, I'm feeling like it's going to be defensive, sloppy, terrible game that ends, you know, within a touchdown. Well, I think the Ravens are going to win.
And it is one of those, I mean, it's one of those games, it's Bills-Ravens, it has the feel of a sloppy game to it.
Yeah,
know?
Two shitty AFC teams, you know. No one wants to watch
versus
that game.
Nathan Peterman.
Are there any fantasy players in that game?
Do the fans even want to watch that game?
No.
Do Ravens fans and Bills fans even want to tune in?
They don't want to. Was it the Ravens blew the game against the Bengals for the Bills to make the playoffs last year? Yeah. That's why Dalton got the standing ovation in Buffalo and all that nonsense. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess that's not really relevant to this game, but I think they're both pretty mediocre teams. Well, Bills are horrible, but I think they'll stay within a touchdown. So I got Bills, you got Ravens.
Yep.
Next one is Texans at the Patriots. Patriots picked by 6.5.
By 6.5, I'm taking the Texans on that.
We are not in agreement. I'm going Patriots on
Patriots.
That one. Yeah.
No, I think Texans, good team, good offense.
The one thing I thought about with that one is I feel like the Patriots always sort of start the year slow. Like last year they lost to the Chiefs week one. Texans are that kind of team that could beat them. Deshaun Watson, you know, something crazy like
Hopkins,
but
Fuller.
Yeah, for some reason, I think they kind of.
I looked at
that
the
trend.
I looked at the Patriots' 53-man roster. They kept three wide receivers.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that.
One of them
was Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
Does he count?
The other one is Philip Dorsett,
and the other one is Chris Hogan. he's good, but
yeah, but do
they picked up? Didn't they just claim someone? Chad Hansen.
Oh yeah, of the Jets.
Oh yeah, so that's good.
Another short white guy.
Yeah,
slot
yeah.
receiver.
They got a type.
They definitely have a type.
Yeah, it's weird. Patterson doesn't fit it, so I think he might get cut soon.
No, neither does Dorsett. He's too fast. He's small, but he's fast.
And yeah, yeah.
And not white though either, so he's probably gonna get cut.
Yeah, yeah. And Patterson's really just a kick returner at this point in his career, so maybe they'll throw a couple bubble screens to him.
Bill Belichick said he was gonna make him into the football player. He should always.
You didn't hear? Cordell Patterson literally made that up.
I did not hear that.
Literally made that up. They asked him about that when he reported, and he was like, "Oh, I just said that."
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was sort of a thing where like what he meant to say was, I think Bill Belichick will make me the player I'm supposed to be. And he sort of just decided to say that Bill Belichick said it.
Yeah.
It's like, not sure that's the best way to start your career as a Patriot is to just make up things that Bill Belichick said.
Yeah, because I feel like Bill Belichick doesn't like people putting words in his mouth.
Yeah. Probably not a fan of that. Who was our coordinator Patterson's rookie year?
Was it Who was Frazier's? Was it Musgrave?
I think it was.
I think Musgrave.
So was Musgrave just a monster at getting like gadget players the ball?
Yeah.
So who on the Broncos should we be getting?
Cortland Sutton.
He's not a gadget guy.
They don't have any gadget players.
Philip Lindsay, the undrafted guy, that little bugger, maybe him?
Maybe him. I don't know. Maybe utilize Demaryius Thomas' speed.
Yeah. They don't have that Percy Harvin Cordell type, and I think they would really help if they did, because that Bill Musgrave's he's a wizard. He doesn't have good offenses, but he'll sure get the ball to a guy who can run a bubble screen well.
They should trade for Tavon Austin.
Yeah, too late. All right, so you had Texans covering the 6.5. I got Patriots.
Yep.
And then the next one is our game, 49ers at Vikings, also 6.5.
Covering.
Oh, Vikings. That's not even.
I didn't even need to hear the line. I knew my answer.
Yeah, it could have been 13.5 when we cover. Yep. I mean, what is this? That's a ridiculous line.
This is Pee Wee football right here, week one.
Yeah, you're coming in with the 6.5? Yeah. 6.5?
It's Pee Wee football right there.
If we don't win by 2 touchdowns, we should be ashamed.
Should call the season.
But let us not forget when we went into San Francisco a few years ago.
Doesn't matter. That's past. And
we shouldn't go too confident.
Carlos Hyde played off his ass that night.
They had those sweet black jerseys on.
I don't like those jerseys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, any black jerseys looks good to me.
No, but they would have been cool, but I don't know. Still, I don't know. The gold helmets didn't really mesh with like the red letter. I don't know. Numbers.
You're getting far too into it. I didn't like the way it meshed together.
Didn't like it. I didn't like the black jerseys. That's all I'm saying.
You're wrong again, but okay. Next one, Bengals at Colts. Colts are favored by 3.
I'm taking the Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals all day, and this is one that I would lock it. This is like the one that I think the Bengals should be favored. They're a better team.
Yeah. The Colts have no cornerbacks. Andy Dalton was slinging the ball pretty well this preseason.
Yeah, he's got A.J. Green, John Ross. Tyler Eifert is finally healthy?
Potentially.
Who's covering these guys? These guys are like fifth stringers out here that like shouldn't be on an NFL field for the Colts. So yeah. I don't get that line. So they're saying those are even teams, and then the Colts get 3 for home, or
right? Yeah, that's exactly it. They think they're even.
Oh, that vaunted Colts home field advantage. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a ton of Bengal fans. There isn't Cincinnati right near.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Bengals are a much better team. Like, the Colts don't have, they have T.Y. Hilton and nothing on offense.
Yeah. You don't know what you're getting out of Andrew Luck this week.
Well, yeah. If there's any week he's going to be rusty, it'll be the first game he plays in 3 years. So if this is one I will bet on. I will place a bet.
Yeah.
So
I almost tempted to myself. Like that's the bet. There's, I don't think the Bengals are losing to the Colts. I get it. It's at Lucas Oil Stadium, but I don't think they're losing.
Lucas Oil Stadium means nothing.
I'm just saying like it's a home.
Well, like, that's why I think that's why the line is what it is. But like,
I think the Bengals are better than the Colts. I mean, you throw it at a neutral field or Cincinnati, like it's Cincinnati.
Like they're 6 points better. Like, yeah. So that's one of my favorite ones I saw when I went through this. Up next, Jags at Giants. Jaguars, 3-point favorites.
Oh, I'll take that all day. Jags.
Jags too. I mean, three seems low again. What, weren't the Giants the second worst team in football last year?
Yeah.
And the Jaguars were the third or fourth?
They were leading
against the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter. Like, I get they have Blake Bortles, but that defense is ridiculous.
That defense is worth 3 points right there, you know?
Well, and if Jalen Ramsey versus Odell, that's going to be a fun matchup.
Yeah. That's gonna be a really good matchup.
Yeah. And if Odell lets people get in their head. Remember when Rhodes just kept pestering him and like Odell got all frustrated? And Jalen Ramsey's gonna be talking all game. So
he's even more handsy than Rhodes is.
Yeah,
you know?
And he's way more of an agitator than Rhodes ever is. So
wasn't that Ramsey who got into it with AJ Green a couple years ago?
Oh yeah. They went brawling on the ground, yep. And AJ Green isn't a hothead.
No, not at all. Like he's of all the divas that you get at wide receiver, he's never been one of them.
Yeah, and he got him to get all flustered. So if Jalen Ramsey can shut down Odell, it's really up to Saquon. And like that Jags D is just too loaded, I think.
They have like seven good defensive linemen.
Yeah, it's just ridiculously stacked. And then the Giants D isn't. You know, they're average, so maybe they could just, if the Jaguars get a lead, they're just going to pound four in it all game. Yeah. So, 3 points. Could I see it ending in a 3-point game and this pushes? Maybe, but I still think the Jags are going to, they could blow this one out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, we both matched up with Jags there. Next one is Steelers at the Browns.
I just thought of this.
All right.
You know, it's only a 3-point game, but I can see the Jags only giving up 3 points. Like, I'm just going
to
say.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
could totally.
Like that,
yeah.
Like,
3-17 and it's over. Like, yeah. I mean, that's definitely possible. And Eli Manning, I mean, this could be the end of the road for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't look great last year and it's another year. Like, I don't know. That could be.
We'll figure it out. Or they'll have to figure it out.
Kyle LaLetta.
Well, oh, boy.
They cut Davis Webb.
Yeah, they did. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Quick. Steelers at Browns. Steelers are 4.5-point favorites now.
Even without Bell. Or is that.
I think that's without Bell. Because I think they would be more than a 4.5-point favorite.
Probably.
Although the Browns are getting a lot of buzz and a lot of bets from them on Vegas.
I'm taking the Steelers, though.
I'm also taking the Steelers. I don't think the Browns are ready to even beat the Steelers. Like,
no.
they have been kicked around by them for years, and it's going to continue.
Yep.
Maybe the next time they play them, but the problem is they're not going to beat them in Pittsburgh, so they have to wait a whole other year to get a shot at them at home. But
true.
Yeah, Steelers. They just, I think they're.
They got roughing the kicker on that punt right before
did
half.
They? There's like 5 seconds left. They'll just kick it again.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they won't kick it now. Just kneel it. Idiots.
Or maybe they'll just give it to him. Say, screw
Why
it.
Why wouldn't you just kneel it?
Oh.
You don't want to give it to him.
Well, it's fourth down. You can't kneel it.
Well, it's probably a first down, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Personal foul. Yeah.
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 Be
first down.
Maybe they hurt their punter.
They probably will just kneel it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that call.
That's Bush League.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, so we both like the Steelers over the Browns by 4.5.
Yeah.
I think they barely win by double digits.
Yep.
Next one, Bucks at Saints. Saints are 9.5-point favorites. That's the biggest line of the week.
I got to tell you, I'm taking the 9.5 and the Saints. I think the Bucks are trash. And that's
in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Saints blow them out.
Yeah.
I don't like the Bucs. It's Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, it's like, Fitzpatrick.
It's a bad running game.
Dirk Koetter's not a good coach.
No. So, and the Saints are just loaded with good. I mean, they're loaded with talent. I think the Bucs come rolling in and the Saints pummel them.
Yeah.
So, I think that might be another one I'd bet on. 9.5.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you find a third team and do like a 3-team teaser and you could tease the Bengals up and the Saints up to or down to 3.5. I mean, there's, you know, beat that one. So, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
I think the Saints are a much better team than the Bucs.
Yep.
And then
it's one of those games that you won't even want to tune into. Like, fantasy reasons, but
exactly. But you don't expect that to be a close one. I mean, the Saints have a real coach, a real quarterback, and the Bucs have Fitzpatrick.
They have two real quarterbacks.
Oh, I wasn't talking about Breeze. I was talking about Teddy Bridgewater.
My mistake.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Who are you? Is that Travis Rennie over there? Are you going to just argue that Kirk Cousins is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived?
I will not argue
After
that.
You jumped on the Keenum train?
And called him the best quarterback that the Vikings ever had?
After calling him trash when he played against Detroit? Keenum is trash. His quotes. All right. God. Titans at Dolphins.
I will not miss a revolving door at quarterback for the next 3 years.
It's only 3 years, though. Doesn't that kind of scare you that Cousins only got a 3-year contract?
No, because if he's good, we'll take him back.
Cousins is a crazy guy, though. He might just be like, tag me, or I don't know. The guy likes to play.
Well, you know, we could have him for 5 years. We could tag him twice.
We're just going to keep tagging him. And then you know what we're going to do? We're going to let him go. We're going to trade for Alex Smith. Because that dude will still be just wandering around.
Or is there another guy who's kind of like Alex Smith, kind of just wandering around right now, a little younger?
That like is good, but no one really likes him when he kind of bounces around. I don't think that...
James Winston?
No. That guy's not bouncing around and he is not good. Alex Smith was, like, sneaky good.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins could be that guy, actually. Yeah, he plays with us for 3 years, and then we move on. Like, who was
that? All of a sudden, he'll go to Kansas City because Mahomes isn't good.
Yeah, they'll just rotate him through. Yeah. We'll take Alex Smith. They'll move him. What's his face about? Matthew Berry, you know, the fantasy ESPN guy. He's talking. He's, like, on his podcast, or I think they do a podcast wherever, and he's talking about, because he's a Redskin fan.
Yep.
And he's like, you know, I've got some sources within the Redskins organization that think Alex Smith is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins. Yeah, it's like, oh no, did the Redskins organization tell you that? Like, what did you think they were going to say? Like, yeah, you know, we got Alex Smith, but like, damn, wish we had Kirk Cousins. Like, such a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, like, and like, I heard that almost right away, like during a mini camp and everything when Alex Smith was there. And Jay Gruden's like, you know, Alex Smith can do a lot of things that Kirk Cousins couldn't do. It's like, yeah, but are they really the important thing?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, what? Name them. Yeah. Go. Like, and like, it's just so stupid. Like, when people are like, oh, yeah, they really like him. It's like, you're talking to the source of the information is the ones that chose to let Cousins leave and bring Smith in. Like, they're not going to...
They traded Smith, or traded for Smith, before Cousins was even off the team.
Yeah, like, you know what they're going to say. Did you hear what Kyle Shanahan said?
No.
So they were talking to Kyle Shanahan, obviously, because we're about to play him. And he goes... I've always been a big Kirk Cousins fan. Over, I've been watching him from afar since I left, and I'm really glad he gets to throw it for a different, or like a new team or a different team or something.
That is
basically
great.
Like the Redskins management and all that is just trash, and they let him go. And like,
it's good.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him to leave that situation.
Was that the same interview where he talked, where he said it took him like 3 weeks to get over the fact that he traded for an extended Garoppolo? And it took him like 3 weeks to get over the fact that he's not getting Kirk Cousins.
Did he? I didn't see that. Really?
I think that was the same interview. Because as you were saying the quote, I remembered hearing that. But yeah, he said it took him 3 weeks to get over the fact that he wasn't getting Kirk Cousins.
Wow. What I had heard that they had made an attempt to get him before they got Garoppolo. So at least he's honest. Like, see, that's an honest actual answer instead of fucking... this some Redskin source that says he likes Alex Smith more. Yeah. It's like, oh, do
you? It's like, yeah, you know, like you said, it took me 3 weeks to get over. It's like, yeah, and then I realized that I do actually have a good quarterback, though. So it may not be the guy that I wanted.
Yeah.
But I've got
but at least he wasn't like, oh, I don't care. I like Garoppolo's way better. Like, I'm glad I didn't get Cousins. Like, don't come on.
Well,
now.
We dodged a bullet there.
Shanahan's exact quote was, I'm even more happy that he's out of there doing it for someone else.
Perfect. Love it. And you know, Kyle Shanahan's not a joke. So hearing him say that about our quarterback like that, I love it.
Yeah, and what was I gonna say? Damn it, I totally forgot.
All I know is Nick Foles has 18 pass attempts for 65 yards in the first half.
How did he light us up?
I don't know. 68 first half yards for the Eagles. And they put up 250, I think, in the first half.
Well, they put up like 500 in the Super Bowl, so.
With Nick Foles. As the quarterback. Who's quarterbacking this game.
It's just because they don't have Alshon Jeffrey. He's the key cog.
Yeah, but they have Philly Goedert now.
Philly Goedert. All right, let's get back to it. Titans at Dolphins. Titans, 1.5-point favorites.
Titans money.
I think the Titans are so much better than the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're road favorites, so does Vegas. They think they're a better team. But, like, if you think the Titans are going to win, they're probably going to win by more than 1.5. So, like, that's what I'd probably think about betting on.
Yeah, yeah, that's almost easy money.
Dolphins are just bad.
I know I took them on the over when we did our over-unders.
The Dolphins?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's because they get to beat up on the Bills and the Jets a little bit, maybe.
But...
the same time, like,
the more you think of it, the more you're like, wait a minute, they actually have no good players, and you need those to win.
Again, who are they going to throw to? Amendola and Albert Wilson?
Well, those guys can stretch a defense, you know, really, really threaten them deep.
Yep, with those three-yard
out routes.
Yeah, and little quick slants and hitch routes. It's gonna be pretty. God, I feel bad. You know, like, we've gone through that where our offense is terrible. Like, you almost feel for those fans who have to go through that point.
And they fool themselves into thinking it's going to be good. Like, we got Jerome Simpson this year. Oh, Jerome Simpson. You see, that guy's a beast. Like, every year we had to do that. Like,
I remember
catches a slant in preseason. This guy is good. Yeah, he does some marijuana and sells drugs or whatever it was. He got, like, caught with, like, a whole bunch of bags of drugs in his car. And we're just like, this guy's going to change things for us. Like,
Marcus Robinson catches a fade route, jumps over and defended. I'm like, he is the greatest receiver we've had since Moss.
Gets caught on Christmas Eve or whatever. Yeah. Travis Taylor, I remember, was one. Like, dude, former first-round pick. Like, the only one that actually sort of hit was Corn Robinson.
Yep.
And then he immediately is going, like, 105 down, like, Highway 169 by Mankato. Like, there he goes.
Yeah. And his career.
Yep. Yep, never mind.
Yeah. But, like, all these Dolphins fans are convincing themselves that Ryan Tannehill actually could still be the guy.
Oh, that's like a total like Ponder situation. Like, like you're just like, you're looking at highlight reels that have like four good throws in there. You're like, oh, you see that one? That was a good throw. Like, laser.
Yeah.
You watch a real quarterback and it's like 30 minutes long and just beautiful passes. Like,
but Tannehill's is like 8 minutes long.
Yeah. And most of them are like bootleg dump offs that like the tight end runs for 18 yards. Like, so bad. I remember why.
Garoppolo's got like a 12-minute highlight reel from last year.
Yeah.
Tannehill's got an 8-minute long career highlight reel.
It's probably like
his lowlights are 17 minutes long.
Half of his highlights are like him running for first downs. Yeah. Like, no, that is exactly like Ponder. So, yeah. And like, I just remember those days just like fooling, like, you just fool yourself into being like, this the guy, I don't know, like, we could really come along.
You know, like, people think we're going to be 5-11, 6-10, but I just don't see how we're going to be below 500.
It's like, everyone's going to get slightly better. Yeah. We added Jerome Simpson. That solves that problem.
I just don't see how we don't make the playoffs at 9-7. I just don't see it.
Super Bowl. Has there ever been a year where we thought we were like, if you honestly looked at the team and they're bad and then we made the playoffs? Like, when we're bad, we're bad. Like we've never snuck into the playoffs.
The Ponder year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. The Ponder year. That was Peterson just carrying it.
Well, he almost ran for the rushing title.
Didn't that was the 2000 year? Yeah.
2008.
Because even, like, the Teddy year, it's like, yeah, we weren't, like, the greatest looking team, but that defense was good. Teddy was a real quarterback, and you still had Peterson. Like, that was a solid team. That was when we made the playoffs, you weren't really thinking, okay, that's probably not a Super Bowl team.
But the defense took, like, our defense was elite. Yeah. Maybe not elite at that point.
But real close.
Top five defense at that.
Yeah.
So that took us to play.
The Ponder team, it was like, you got like a maybe above average defense and then an awful offense with a great running back. And somehow we inched our way into the playoffs.
Well, didn't our offense still rank like 29th that year?
I wouldn't doubt it because the passing offense had Ponder.
Yeah.
Didn't we start Joe Webb in the playoffs?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Remember, we drove down the field running the option, and then we went away from the option and lost.
We started Joe Webb in a playoff game. Was Ponder hurt?
Yeah, because he got hurt.
And then they didn't start the...
Because we beat the Packers. Ponder got hurt that game. Nobody finished it. Nobody knew he was hurt until the injury report came out.
You know,
Tuesday.
Looking back, either one could have played. We weren't going to win that game.
True.
Maybe if you stick with the option the whole game.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dolphins suck.
Dolphins.
Titans is a win.
I feel for the Dolphins fans because they're fooling.
I'm starting to like a Titans Saints Bengals teaser.
I think that's a
good one so far. But we got Chiefs at Chargers. Chiefs, I have as favorites by 3. That can't be right.
They really think they're 6 points better than the Chargers.
Let me look it up.
Because it's 3 points for home, and then
Chargers are a good team.
Yeah. No, I'm taking.
That's got to be reversed.
I'm taking Chargers.
Well,
even if it's -3 Chargers, I'm taking Chargers.
If
I think Chargers are winning that game at home by more than 3.
I think if it's, let me find out. I think I kind of like the Chiefs if they're picked to lose by 3. I think I could. Chargers just always kind of disappoint. I could see them.
I really like that offense.
I really like the defense.
I really like the Chargers. They've got playmakers everywhere. defense and offense. Their line's solid. They got Phillip Rivers who can sling it.
Melvin Gordon. Yeah, it's Chargers. Chargers are favored.
I'm taking Chargers.
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Just because you think it's a field goal or less game?
Yeah, I think it's a close game. And I just think the Chargers will, one, they have no home field advantage because they play in like
a soccer stadium. A
tiny stadium. And there are no Charger fans.
There's that.
Except for Rob Way, especially in Los Angeles. But he lives in
Shakopee. So.
Yeah, that's a problem. He's very far from, and plus he's a San Diego man. He doesn't even like Los Angeles. So
this is true.
That's also a problem. So there's no home field advantage. It'll probably be mostly Chiefs fans. And the Chiefs just seem like a team that starts out hot. Like they're coming, there's going to be bombs to Tyreek Hill. They're just going to, you know, they're going to mess around. So I got Chiefs, you got Chargers. But I would stay away from that one. At least divisional battle.
I mean, unless for some reason you like love tough bets, that's not one you want to take.
Yeah, that's
if you want to like be sitting on. If you're like, I want to be sitting on the edge of my couch.
It'll be a fun game to watch, I think.
Yeah.
So that yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, if you want to watch that game and make it better, throw money down.
Yeah.
On either team, because either side, it's going to be a fun one to root for.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a good game. Chiefs Chargers will be fun. Those are both like pretty interesting teams coming in the season.
No, it's one of those games that's got to feel like 34-31.
Yeah, just a shootout.
The Chargers have a really good defense, but
the Chiefs are just explosive, and they're just going to make plays.
Yeah.
And then the Chiefs have a horrible defense, so Chargers should go right up and on the field.
Exactly.
Seahawks at Broncos. Broncos, 3-point favorites.
I'm taking the Broncos.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
I
think Case Keenum's going to let his team down week one.
Ruin the hopes of
I saw that preseason game where their announcers were like, what did they keep the undisputed starter
the undisputed starter
Case Keenum, he's here, he's right in the ship, and he's gonna blow his first game.
Let's be real, you know, it's kind of easy to be an undisputed starter in Denver when you have to go up against Paxton Lynch.
It's not hard to just be called the undisputed starter and everyone else is trash. Mystery
relevant, Chad.
You know, you know who else was the undisputed starter? Christian Ponder. You know, Tavarnis Jackson had a year where he was the undisputed starter.
Sage Rosenfels, before we got Favre, was the undisputed starter. And I actually believed in us that year.
Oh, I did too. That team goes to the playoffs.
Team does go to the
playoffs. Yeah, they went 12-4 with Favre, but they go at least 10-6 with Sage Rosenfels.
Sage Rosenfels was a good quarterback.
Sage Rosenfels, I think he looks back fondly of 09, but that would have been a career year for that man.
Yep.
That he would have.
We had playmakers on offense.
Good defense.
We had really good defense. He had to turn around and give the ball to Peterson.
Oh, just throw it up to Sidney Rice. Dude, you have two guys on him. He
Percy Harvin coming across the middle.
Shanko.
Still gets 13 touchdowns with or without Favre.
Oh, yeah. He might get more because Sage doesn't have the big arm.
It's true.
Maybe he does. I don't
maybe
remember.
Maybe Shanko gets 100 catches. But anyways.
Case Keenum is going to blow his first game. That's what I'm saying. Cowboys at Panthers. Panthers, 3-point favorite.
Panthers.
Oh, and this is another one that I love. I love the Panthers in this game. The Cowboys, their offensive line is decimated. One of their guys has some like disease or something, right? Like it's some scary stuff.
Sort of autoimmune disease.
And then they're banged up there. They got no receivers, no defense. Dak Prescott, I never liked him.
I mean, you took him
in our fantasy draft over Carson Wentz and Jared Goff.
Carson Wentz sucks at football. No. Jared Goff.
It's a rookie only draft. There's no reason to take Dak Prescott.
He was lighting up preseason.
You took him in the third round.
I traded him for Terrence West.
Good deal, because I don't know why you would take. But hey, he actually did have a good rookie season. So, but that was mostly because of Zeke in that offensive line. And I think the Panthers.
It was Justin Forsett. That's who it was.
Well, that makes it much better. I like the way the offense has looked for Carolina. They're feeding the ball to McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys suck.
They're not going to go into Carolina. Cam Newton's going to throw all over them, run all over them.
Yeah, I think Cam Newton could run all over them. I mean, although they're...
I hope they wear those all-black unis.
Oh, but you don't like... Fresh. You like those black unis.
Those ones are fresh.
Those ones are fresh. Like, why?
The Niners suck. Okay. Those black jerseys suck.
What'd you think of
just black and red.
At least the Panthers have like something to them.
I love the Panthers jerseys. Yeah. I think they're nice.
I wish they had a cooler stadium.
Yeah, their stadium was pretty lame. It was sort of like the dome without a roof. Yeah. It's like a concrete like bowl. Yep. Like that's what it was. Like I just remember it being super hot. Weren't at Carolina, were you? Tennessee was hot. Pittsburgh was hot. We don't know why you go to all these games where they're hot as fuck.
Well, because it's early
September.
It's
fall. Like, why can't it be like 70 degrees?
Because we go south.
Well, we went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was hot in Pittsburgh.
It was very hot.
And it was really hot in Carolina. Part of the group sat up in the concourse half the game because it was so hot. But yeah, their stadium was junk. Tennessee, I liked it. Solid stadium. You know, kind of just a bowl, but had open ends with like very Tennessee stuff. Like, you know,
the barbecue places.
Barbecue and like stuff like that. Pittsburgh was a great stadium. I mean, you're right on the river. And their baseball stadium was freaking sweet.
Pittsburgh stadium was awesome, but it smelled terrible.
Pittsburgh just smells.
I mean, and you expect that though. I mean, it's the Iron City.
Yeah,
a bunch of like iron mills and everything around. So like, but like, I've walked into the stadium and it smelled worse inside the stadium than it did outside.
No stadium has like everything's so cramped too. Like the U.S. Bank has like such good concourses and stuff compared to like some even like or like Target Field, like where it's like you see in.
Yeah.
From the concourses. Like, none of these stadiums did that. Like, they're all, like, enclosed when you're walking around.
Well, and yeah, I think it's although probably it was new. It's probably new.
A new design. Yeah. I don't remember if... Oh, walk. I just dropped an interception in his hands. Pittsburgh, was theirs... Could you see from the concourse onto the field?
No. No, you just saw through the
Saw through the tunnel. Yeah.
And, you know, actually, and those are kind of higher up, so you really couldn't see the field. No. It's kind of just seeing the stands.
But I think that's probably...
Well, I like that stadium.
Yeah, if I had to rank them... Well, the Atlanta stadium was awesome. I went to that one, too. But I would say Atlanta, then Pittsburgh's was fantastic.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I guess I just went through Pittsburgh and Tennessee.
Yeah, and Tennessee's I liked, too. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was,
I don't know. And I really like Nashville.
Nashville was a blast. Pittsburgh was fun, too. Anyways... Redskins at Cardinals. Cardinals 1-point favorites.
I want to take the Redskins
Anyone care about the Redskins or the Cardinals besides their own fans?
No.
Yeah, this is like a just a dumb game. Yeah. But you're going Redskins.
I'm gonna take Redskins. I don't really like anyone on the card. I don't know. I think those are two even teams. So maybe
they're like
to the
evenly
Cardinals
mediocre.
Home. But I'm going to go Redskins, Alex Smith, first game.
Yeah, I'm going to go like that's the reason I'm taking the Cardinals. Alex Smith, first game.
Okay.
Hey, it's the Colin Kaepernick commercial.
Oh, here it is. Oh, my.
Uh-oh. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Does this upset you?
No, it doesn't upset me at all. If you guys are getting rid of your Nikes, I'm size 10.5 or 11, and I'll take large sweatshirts, maybe even extra large.
Leave the logo on, please.
Yeah, logo's on.
Don't cut it off.
No,
I don't need
otherwise we'd
pants.
Have to get rid. Oh, NFL jerseys too. Then at that point,
I'm wearing a Griffin jersey. It's got a big old Nike logo on it.
Don't cut that off.
I'll take the jerseys. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, no, this doesn't upset me.
I think it's kind of cool that Nike was like, screw it, we're just gonna do it.
Yeah, like, I mean,
who cares? But they know their audience.
Their audience is not
like urban, like young people.
It's athletes and majority African American athletes is kind of who they're targeting.
It's like young people, not like what old. Trump fan is buying Nike shoes. They're all buying like New Balance.
I don't know. That's true. I honestly don't know the last time I saw a pair of Nikes on a middle-aged man.
No, they got like, they're not buying, what are those called? Sneakers? Basketball? Like,
yeah, sneakers. They're not buying basketball shoes.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, they're buying
loafers. If they're buying a basketball shoe, they're buying New Balance.
Yeah. Because they're
$30. Yeah, they can get them at Kohl's.
They can use
their Kohl's cash.
They've got great support.
They're ergonomic.
Yep.
All right, anyways. So Cardinals, Redskins, you went with Redskins.
You
I'm going Cardinals.
You can grill a mean steak and some New Balance.
Bears at Packers. Packers are
Bears.
No. guess the line. What do you think it is?
Uh, The line's probably 4.5.
It's Packers. 7.5 Packers.
Bears.
I took Bears also.
I'm taking Bears. 7.5, really?
I think
they're 4.5.
The over-under on Khalil Mack's sacks should be like 4.5. Yeah. I mean,
who's blocking Brian Bulaga?
The Bears already said they can't block him.
Well, you know, I saw on ESPN that the Packers plan to block Mack.
Hold.
Block.
How are they going to block him?
No, but they that it said I saw.
Oh wait,
I saw
that's the whole sentence.
Yeah,
it that says they plan to block them.
Yeah.
Oh, Packers they're gonna
plan to block Mac.
That hey, that's a Mike McCarthy scheme right there. Who you got, guys? Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna block. After that, Rodgers, you're on your own. Yeah.
We'll get
you know
you
what?
There.
We might actually not block him every time. We're gonna do a back shoulder throw because we're not gonna block him.
We're going to block. We're gonna. The Packers plan to block Mack.
I thought there was more to your sentence. No, like, here's the plan to block. What is it? What's the plan going to be?
To block Mack.
They hold every play, though. There's this guy who does these YouTube videos.
I saw that. You told me to watch.
Yeah. They just go up high on the shoulder pads and just grab onto him.
Yeah. Well, that you know, honestly, that's what I was taught in high school. If you can get inside leverage on the collar.
Yeah,
doesn't that you can hold all day?
Yeah, they won't call it. Yeah, as long as you're not like blatantly like grabbing and stuff, yep. You can just hold them
or
on top.
The outside. If you hold them on top,
yeah,
you can hold all day long. They're not gonna call.
I love that video though, because then they're like, "What teams gonna do is what the Vikings do," and we're just like, "There's a one play where Robeson just stands there, and the blocker's like waiting to grab him, and he, like Robeson won't come to him, so he's just like looking at Robeson, and then eventually he's like, "Oh," and he tries to grab Robeson, and Robeson just runs around him. So good.
That's crazy.
Like the dude, the lineman's like, he's just standing there. Why is he just standing there? Robeson's like, you.
I can't.
Basically,
I can't
like, know. Make your move first, and then I'll go because you're not grabbing my jersey.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm out of the play, that means you're out of the play, which means you aren't doing anything. Yeah. So four other guys rushing the passer.
And he was like, eventually, he was like, you're gonna do something. All right, and I'm by you. So we both have Bears. I think there's two teams that are closer than people think. And
but Trubisky's trash. You still think the Packers are?
I think the Packers are going to win by like 7.
Okay.
And that's not they got to win by
10-3.
It's tough.
That's 10-3.
The 7.5 like to win by more than touchdowns tough to do. So like you got to be real good teams, and I just don't think they're that much better than the. Ryan's got a guy wide open deep.
Julio Jones, Nick Hammers, Paul D
dropped it.
Oh, poor Hammers.
Nope, he caught it.
Bobble it.
Why is Julio like? Look at him. Julio's shocked. He's shocked.
Jalen Mills.
He looks like
trash.
A-Rod after he knocked that ball out of the guy's hand.
Just slaps it.
Yeah,
out
and then he's like, "Oh, he's just running." I was like, "This is my natural motion." What? He's
naturally
like, got that confused face of second. Like,
oh yeah, he takes his hands.
He's like,
his
"Are you
one.
Kidding me?" Like, I was just naturally running like that. I think he did catch that though.
Did he? Well,
hold on.
Holy cow, he caught it.
Unless
Hammers.
It touches the ground. I guess they can maybe show us an angle that actually is good. What is this? This one might work. What is he doing?
Oh,
that looks like a catch. Julio's right.
Well, if you don't have a camera angle on the other
side.
Yeah,
that's true. It's going to be inconclusive.
Yeah, it's going to be undisputed, inconclusive
undisputed?
Evidence.
Undisputed, inconclusive evidence. It's just
inconclusive.
You don't need to say
what,
undisputed.
I don't know.
All right, Jets at Lions. Lions are a 7-point favorite at home versus the Jets.
Oh yeah.
Have the Giants or the Lions ever been a 7-point favorite?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I don't even think when they play Cleveland they're 7-point.
No.
Favorites.
So this is big day
so
for them.
Blow it.
This is I have the Jets covering 7.
Really?
Yeah, I just I 7's too high for Detroit. They're a better team and they're at home. But I kind of think are they giving the start to Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come out. He's going to have a good little rookie day. And, you know, they beat him 20-10. Jets. Upset.
Wow.
Upset
night
special.
Football.
Is that Monday night?
Yeah.
That's the first Monday night game, huh?
You know, the thing. Oh, so I got a screenshot from my buddy who lives in Arizona with his fantasy team and everything like that. Could you imagine watching a Monday night football game that starts at 5:20? 5:20 that Monday night football game starts.
And then you get to know that it's the Jets-Lions game.
Yeah. Sunday football starts at 10 a.m. on the West Coast. The West Coast is the worst place to watch sports.
Not a fan of that?
No, was not a fan. All of a sudden, your Monday night football game's over at 8:30. What the hell are you supposed to do with the rest of your
day? I don't know, play Madden.
Well, I did. You know, actually, that was kind of nice. You finished Monday Night Football.
Play, it's so Madden. Late when Monday Night Football ends. I mean, we're watching Thursday Night Football. It's 10 o'clock because they were afraid of water. Yeah. Like, I don't know. They claimed there was lightning, but no one saw it. Who would you take in this game? You got Lions?
I got Lions.
Oh, you think all the NFC teams are so good, huh?
I probably did take most of the NFC teams, didn't I?
I actually don't even know what I'm talking about, if there's even intercontinental. I don't know. There's not many.
All I know is that...
Did you take the Bears last game? Yeah, you did. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you got Bears Lions. Okay. Next one is Rams at Raiders. Rams are 4.5-point favorites.
Oh, give me the Rams.
That's low, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean...
I don't think the Oakland Coliseum is as big of a home field advantage as people would like to think. Not when your team's trash.
And not when your opponent plays in the same... I mean, you play in L.A.
They're 3 hours south.
And yeah. there's no fans of the Raiders now. Their team is a disaster. They're moving to Vegas, and John Gruden's trading their best player away.
Yeah. I think I said it last week, but it would just suck knowing that you got your team for 2 more years, and you're going to go through a rebuild. You're just watching
it. Yeah, yeah, the Raider fans.
Yeah. Like...
Oh, incomplete pass.
They must.
That's a bad call.
Well, you can't tell on that angle if it touches the ground or not.
What I can tell is that it looked like a catch.
If he called it a catch,
you can't. If he hadn't called it a catch and you saw that angle, I would call it a catch.
If
that's all I saw right there, I would have called it a catch. And that ref probably had the best view of that, though, so maybe he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, the nose of the ball probably hit the ground. Come
on, what's going on here? Eagle D's not doing nothing. So we both have Rams. Yep. They're way better than the Raiders. 4.5 seems low. That's the whole week. Let's do our eliminator pick. We're going to pick a team each week. I can't pick the same one twice. I'm going to go safest one. I'm going Saints.
Saints.
Biggest spread, 9.5 points. Your other big spreads are Packers, Bears, Ravens, Bills. If you're looking for some big spreads.
Yeah. Give me a second.
I'll let you look at the thing here. Yeah, I don't know. I just think Saints. I was thinking maybe Ravens, Bills, because that's pretty easy. And Ravens are more of like a not a great team, so a good time to use them. But I don't trust it enough because I think I have that as a closer game than other people. So I'm just gonna go Saints with the one I think is like the most likeliest blowout. So naturally, it'll probably be, you know, a Tampa Bay win, but whatever.
I'm gonna take Titans this week.
Titans? Who the heck do they play?
Dolphins.
You're taking a road team.
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
Yeah, I'm going to take Titans.
I like it.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll keep track of it every week and
see who sucks at this
point. Should we make a gentleman's bet? Throw $20 out, make it interesting.
Come on, I'll make it 50.
Why don't we make it 7,000?
I can bet you 17,000 imaginary dollars.
Well, I will bet you 1 million imaginary dollars.
I don't have that really many. I don't have that much money.
You can't imagine that much money?
No.
Actually, thinking about it, I don't even know what like $1,000 like? Would look like in ones. So like,
why would you want ones?
I'm just saying, like, a lot of cat, like,
why wouldn't you just get it in hundreds? It'd be a lot easier. Well, because
if I'm going to have $1 million imaginary dollars, you know?
I get it.
I'm going to have $1 million of them.
All right. I think that's all we got for today's show.
Yeah.
I think, so we'll be back. We're going to record a recap of our fantasy draft.
You have another special edition.
Yeah, so 2 weeks in a row with a special edition. I mean, if you record a preview, you got to record a review.
Yep.
So we'll do that. That'll release in a couple days after this one, though.
Yep. I mean, nobody cares about your fantasy league part two.
Yeah. I mean, people loved it.
It got just as many downloads as everyone else, and it says nobody cares about your fantasy league.
So I wonder how many people started it and was like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? But this one will have a lot more about players because now we can talk about what players people got. But next week we'll be back. Thinking we're going to record during Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of good.
That way it's like the Viking game is fresh in your mind.
We can do and it'll be posted Tuesday. That way it's not at the end of the week. You're not, you know, it's not going to be regurgitated information that you've heard on KFan.
For 5 straight days. So we'll hit you back Monday with a Viking pod and probably Saturday with our special edition.
Right on.
So we'll see you.
Thanks, guys.